Welcome everyone. We continue with Shmiras Halosh and Shara Zechira, the last shir of Perek Tes, shir number 70. And we have mentioned in the past that when a person comes back as a Gilgul in a different form, Rachman al-Islan, if it's a dog, a rock, or something like this, as a punishment for speaking Lashon Hara, it's not that when he does, if he does, we had mentioned that the person remembers the punishment, part of the punishment that he knows he was a person. He was part of Klal Yisrael. And that's the tzara, that's the pain, that's the suffering. V'da she'omru ha'mekubalim. The Chafetz Chaim now brings from the Mekubalim. She'af al pi she'kishem es galgil b'tzuras odom. Eino yedei b'gilgulei ha'rishoy. When the person, if a person comes back in the Gilgul, into another person, so he doesn't know that he in his previous life he was a person. That Hashem does not give him that memory. Mikomokoi. However, Kishim is galgal but suus chayoi oif hu yedei bigalguli harishin. If a person comes back as an animal, as a bird, he has a memory that he was an Adam. That he was a person. Umitzta'er, and he's pained. Ech yorad mishemai mitzuras odom litzuras behema. The pain is that how could he have come down and when he was once an odom, he was once a person, and now he's an animal, he's a bird. Lachain, says the Chofetz Chaim, called Ish Yechrad. Every single person should tremble, should be afraid. And the person should be fearful of the fact that his actions can, God forbid, Rachman Litzlon, bring him back in the form of an animal, and he'll know this. Imagine for a minute a person becomes a hamster and he is the pet toy of this little child. And this is a person who used to put on tefillin, who used to sing Shabbos Mirus and have Shabbos Cholent and have... But because this person used his mouth b'derech iser, Hashem punished him and brought him back as a hamster. You know, when you say to come back as an animal, as a bird, it's a little far removed. When you say that now this person is a pet parrot, is a pet bird in the person's house, and he knows he was once
in a cage.
And he knows he was once a Yid, a Jew. But he didn't pay attention to the words of the Chofetz Chaim over here. V'harach ha'lev bo'oidoi b'chaim chayusoi bo'oid ha'reshus b'yodi leida es lekov. And he says a very important point. That when he was alive here in this world, he wasn't focusing on to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here with him right now. And Hashem hears those words that this person is saying. However, now is the time when the person is here to do tshuva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept a person's tshuva. And then when the person's time has come after 120 years for his neshama to go to the right place back in Gan Eden, not chas v'shalom as a gilgul in a bird, in a hamster, as a dog, that the person takes the dog walking out on the leash when it's 20 degrees outside And then the person bends down to pick up the dog's stuff. And that dog knows it was once a person walking to shul. But when they came to shul, they spoke during davening. Not only did they speak during davening, they spoke Lashon Hara during davening. And then we saw earlier, as you said, they spoke on Shabbos, Lashon Hara, during davening. And during Kriyas HaTorah, when the Sefer Torah is opened, and saying the words of Divrei Elokim Chayim, and the person felt he has something better to speak about, better to pay attention to. When the person does tshuva here, right now, because he's listening to these words, and he realizes, Chas v'chalila, chalila v'chas, I don't want to come back. And even if he does it for that reason alone, I don't want to come back as an animal. I want my neshama to go up to Shemayim in Gan Eden. Ki chanun v'racham hu mar b'lehetiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very compassionate, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept the person's tefillos and his tshuva. O'mokim shebal tshuva o'imdim ein tzadikin gemur michoyin lamoid. And these are the end of the words of the Sefer Charedim that the Chafetz Chaim has been quoting. I keep saying the Chafetz Chaim is saying this. Yes, the Chafetz Chaim is quoting the Sefer Charedim of what can happen to a person. But the last and most important part, we have to remind ourselves, Ein davar oy mifnei tshuva. Nothing stands in the way of tshuva. Even the person did fall prey to these averus. Mokim shebali tshuva oimdim, the place where bali tshuva stand, ein tzadikim gemurim. Even the righteous of righteous tzaddikim are not able to stand, and they're not privileged to be in that same place where the Baal Tshuva, who tasted the Isser and left it behind and did a proper Tshuva.